Well, welcome to the Awakening Moments podcast. Lori and I are so excited to spend some time with you today. And Lori, just to start this day off, why don't we do some more Would You Rathers? Those are kind of fun.
Oh, okay.
All right. Okay. I'm ready. Let's do it again.
Okay. All right. So would you rather get a paper cut every time you turn a page or bite your tongue every time you eat?
Oh, Mike. These are killing me. I would say a paper cut.
Same.
Oh, the mouth. That's so painful.
Oh, biting your cheek. Do you ever bite your cheek?
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
And then once you bite your cheek, it like swells and you bite it again. You just too much.
But why do you bite your cheek? Like every time I bite my cheek, I'm like, okay, Lord, I have the same mouth all the time with the same teeth. Why?
I know.
Would I ever bite my cheek? It seems so strange.
It's so strange. Or why do I choke on my spit? I swallow how many times in a day and I'm choking? I'm not new at this. Okay. Okay. Got you.
Oh, so bad. I know.
Okay. We're the same on that
one. The paper cuts, you know, like they hurt. They're terrible. I actually got one the other day and I was like, but it only hurts for a second and then it's fine. It's fine. Much rather the paper cuts for sure. For sure. Okay. Would you rather get trapped in the middle of a food fight or a water balloon fight?
Oh, water balloon every time. Food fights are so messy and dirty.
Terrible.
Ew.
I don't like that.
No.
I actually don't like it.
Me neither.
No. I don't like to get dirty like that. I don't know why.
No.
But I don't think that's fun.
No.
I don't think that's fun.
No. So yeah, water. You're the same. Water.
Yeah, for sure. Would you rather walk to work in heels or drive to work in reverse?
Oh, driving to work in reverse would be awesome.
Oh, you would love that?
I think that'd be such a great challenge.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, you?
I probably would drive to work in reverse as well because walking to work in heels would be...
Oh.
Yeah, we have a pretty long walk to work.
We would make it. Our heels would break.
Bare feet. Yeah, I'd be going bare feet, yeah. No. Okay, would you rather spend a year at war or a year in prison? I already know how you feel about prison, but how do you feel about war?
Oh, I take prison over war.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, because actually, prison is war. So if I can think behind the door.
Yeah, that's a different kind of war.
A different war.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Because it's just me, whereas war affects like
okay.
So many innocent people.
I go to war.
You go to war?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Even though I don't mind going to prison, but I would kind of love to fight in a war. I think that would be so...
Oh, well, you were trying to escape into different parts.
I'm not like... Okay, not... I don't want it to sound like... I'm not trying to glamorize it and think it's awesome. No. But I think there's something like, you know, to stand up and fight for something or fight for your country. I'm not trying to be like, thinking like tritely about it. I think it's a very serious thing. But
yeah,
I think if I was in the situation I had to,
you would go to war.
Like to try.
Okay.
I'd like to try, I think.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, this is a tough one.
Oh,
would
no.
you rather...
These are all tough.
Would you rather die before or after your partner?
Well, selfishly before. If I die before...
Oh, yeah. Same. Yeah.
Jay's got to deal with it all.
Yeah. Totally.
But if I was thinking of him...
Still first.
I hope not. I hope his answer would be like him first. But no, I would definitely say, yeah, myself first. It's painful to walk through that.
Oof. Yeah, definitely.
These are all so hard.
Okay.
Well, that was an easy one, actually.
Would you rather hunt and butcher your own meat or never eat meat again?
Oh, never eat meat.
Me too. That would be no problem for me. I wouldn't even miss it, really.
No.
If you had to hunt it and butcher it.
No. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. Okay. Would you rather be the absolute best at something that nobody takes seriously or be average at something that is well respected? That's a tough one, eh?
That is a tough one.
Would you rather be the absolute best at something that no one takes seriously or be average at something that
probably
is well
the
respected?
Average, because if I think no one took seriously, it would come to mind as like a clown. Like I would like the best clown around. Like I would be really proud to be like, oh, I'm so awesome at being a clown or being, I don't know. I'm thinking no one takes serious.
Not something ridiculous.
But to be average would be like,
you can walk on your hands. You're the best at walking on your
hands.
Okay,
like,
well,
great, whatever.
Who cares?
But to be average is someone really respected. I'd rather be someone that's really respected because it would be helping people and they would I'd be a part of with people.
It could be moving forward, but you'd be average.
Yeah, like those type of things.
That's so funny. That's so funny. Being the best clown ever.
Yeah. That's the first that came to mind. Like, that'd be
so
funny. Yeah, no.
That's so funny. Okay, last one. Would you rather have to wear every shirt inside out or every pair of pants backwards?
Oh, every shirt inside out.
Yeah, definitely.
How would you even be comfortable with your pants backwards?
Oh, no, it'd be so terrible. It'd be actually so
like the
terrible.
Zipper at the back.
Everything.
Ba-
everything how about it would be awful.
The
it's
worst.
Like
the worst. No, I'd wear every shirt inside out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then you would just buy so shirts funny. That look good inside out. See, there's ways to get around those problems.
Yes, yes, yes. It's true. It's true. Okay. And it can be kind of cool. You can make it a trend.
You can make it cool. That's exactly.
Make it a trend. Oh, I love it. Okay. Well, let's continue in our series. We're talking about the Lord's Prayer. And this week, we're talking about the line in the Lord's Prayer, "Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And I think this is kind of a piggyback on our last week's episode when we talked about "Your kingdom come." They're kind of connected in the Lord's Prayer. "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." But I love it because "your will be done" is another layer to all of this, to the kingdom of heaven coming to earth, and "your will be done on earth." So here, right now, as it is in heaven, though. So again, it's yes. bringing us back to that conversation, that remembrance of what is to come, that there is one day when all things will be made new, but it's bringing us into the present here on earth. So your will, God's will, the will of Christ, the will of the King, be done here on earth right now in the present as it is in heaven. And so it reminded me of this scripture that we read in Heartstrong a couple of weeks ago in the book of Jude. And again, I'm going to kind of pivot the conversation a little different direction, but we'll circle back on how it connects. And we read this scripture, and it's in Jude chapter 1, verse 20. And it says, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life." And this scripture is often quoted and used to talk about praying in the Holy Spirit, praying in tongues, praying in and building yourselves up, pray in tongues out loud. And when I looked at and researched what it actually meant, what it didn't so much mean praying in tongues as much as it meant praying the will of the Holy Spirit, aligning our hearts to pray, build ourselves up in our most holy faith, and align ourselves to pray the will of the Holy Spirit. And so that's kind of the full circle moment, "your will be done here on earth." And so, yeah, I think it would be interesting just to talk about that very thing, praying the will of the Holy Spirit in our life, in our day-to-day, because honestly, it brought a little bit of conviction, because I was like, when I sit down and spend time with God in prayer, I don't often discipline myself to set aside my will, the things I have on my heart that I want to pray about, the my loved ones, my concerns, my stresses, and ask the Holy Spirit, "What is your will for this prayer time right now?" Mm. Now, I often will invite the Holy Spirit to be a part of it, but I think this is another depth of like, I actually want to align my time with you, my prayer time, my time in relationship with you, my time that I'm spending with you in worship, in devotion, aligned to your will. What do you want to pray? What do you want to lead? Where do you want to take me? Where do you want this to go? It's an interesting thing to think about.
That is really profound, Lori. Like even just that thought of like stopping and pausing with an intentionality to pray the will of God.
Yeah.
So for those listening, like that may be really new to this, or even for those listening that are just like, how do you do this? How would you answer that? How do you pray the will of God? What does that look like?
I mean, and I think it's a hard question to answer because the reality is my will is really big.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like my will is really at the forefront. I'm always thinking about, oh, I've got this going on and this, and I'm praying for this person and I'm concerned about this and I'm carrying this and I've got this decision to make. Like my will all the things that I've got on my plate, all the things that I'm doing is so big in my mind. It takes up so much space. So I want to acknowledge right off the top, it's actually, I think, really hard to set aside my will and yield to the will of the Holy Spirit. But I think that part of this journey, and I'm going to talk about this in theory because I don't practice this enough. I really don't. But I would imagine that aligning to the will of the Holy Spirit, specifically in prayer and in my time with the Lord, would look like taking time to pause, taking time for me. I would have to set aside my own will. So, and I would often imagine that looking like something, like I might just write something down. I might write some of the things that my will is really heavy on my heart down so that I could actually just put that aside. These are the things that are weighing me down. These are the things that are stressing me. I'm going to set that aside. So I might put that in a journal or write that down or speak that out loud and say, Lord, I'm going to set that aside right now. And Holy Spirit, and I would ask the Holy Spirit in prayer to be aligned, align me to your will, align me to hear your voice. I want to pray what it is that's on your heart to pray. Align me to the will of God. Align me to the will of God for my life, for my decisions. Align me to the will of God to pray for my loved ones. Align me to the will of God to pray for the things that are weighing on my heart or the burdens on my, you know, that I'm carrying. I want to be aligned to your will. And I would verbalize that in prayer. And then I would have to wait again, though. Then it would require a little bit of resting and a little bit of waiting and trusting that the Holy Spirit will place on my heart or in my spirit what it is that I'm to pray or where I'm to go or what direction I'm to take that time with him. I can trust that he will speak and I can rest in that, but it would take a little bit of a process and a little bit of resting. I'd have to create and carve out the space in order to do that. So that's what it would look like for me. What about for you? What would it look like for you to kind of set aside your will and really pray the will of the Father or really pray the will of the Holy Spirit and come under this line, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven?
Well, I think you brilliantly unpacked it. I think I definitely don't practice it enough with that intentionality, that mindfulness to say, like, right now I'm laying aside my will versus and just allowing that space and that posture, you know, versus how, yeah, it's a very intentional space. So I do love that you brought that up today, because I think that's a good question to ask myself. How often do I pause and say, like, I invite the will of the Spirit, like, to pray fully into that?
Like, now, think about, sorry to interrupt you. I hope it's okay. Don't forget your thought that you're going to say. But, like, think for a minute about the things that are heavy on your heart right now. Like, just think about the couple of things that, whatever, you're carrying or you're thinking about, or you're just like, oh, I've got to make decisions about this. You kind of have. And, like, are those things and those things that you're thinking about and those things that are taking up space and weight, putting weight on your shoulders, are they your will or are they the will of the Spirit? Like, it's interesting, actually, if we take a look at, and even sometimes that's why writing things down and things like that, to actually discern, God, is this my will? And is this why this is hard? Because I'm pushing my will forward and not yielding to what it is you want me to see. And sometimes it's not even a different thing. Sometimes it's the same thing, but a different way to see it, a different way to approach it. It's not like, oh, my job is really hard and it's causing a lot of stress, so God's will is that I'm going to leave my job. No, not necessarily. But how I'm approaching it is my will. I want this to change in my job. I want this to change. I need new hours. I want a new boss. And these are all my will. This is how I think. But what if I yielded to the will of the Spirit in that wait and said, what is your will about my job?
Yeah.
What is your will be done here on earth? What does that look like? And aligned to that, aligned to the will of the Spirit for that, what could happen in that space? Well, number one, I guarantee you that some of the stress and some of the anxiety would come off as we allow the Spirit to carry the weight of what we're trying to make happen in our own will, what we're trying to figure out and press through, right? There's a release, there's a resting, there's a trusting that's being built. Mm. But then secondly, there's wisdom. Mm. The Holy Spirit is the counselor. He brings wisdom. So there's a wisdom that could come, or a perspective shift, or think about it this way, or you need to forgive, or you need to let something go, or you're, you know, And then all of a sudden we're like in the same job and very fulfilled and seeing it completely different because something's happened inside, right? So there's this like really beautiful like connection with the Holy Spirit in this part of the prayer that we kind of sometimes just say flippantly, your will be done on earth. No, but what is that? How do we do, how do we live that? How do we allow his will, your will through the Spirit to be done here on earth right now in our present?
Lord, that is honestly so profound. It's so true. It's like we think it's sometimes on a really high level, but to bring it intentionally to not just like, God, what do you want to speak to me about? What do you want to say here? Versus like, what is your will? Like every, what is this? What is your heart and your desire for this? And I lay mine aside. You're right. That's so profound. I know I agree with everything you said. I think you have given such brilliant advice on how to pursue this. And it's not about perfection. It's about us being able to invite the Holy Spirit into a place that we learn to understand what the will of God is. That's God's heart, is that we would understand. It's not his heart that it would be this secretive, withheld place. Do we get it right every time? No. But the invitation is, come and understand. Come and I want to invite you to understand what my heart is for you and for the circumstance and what my will is for you. The only thing I could think about, this is as because I'm married and I'm using this as an example. When Jay and I first got married, you know, it really did come down to, it's all about communication. And when I first got married to Jay, you know, we worked hard on communication, but it wasn't like a one and done. It has constantly evolved. And I've learned now not just to know what Jay is saying, but what he's not saying. And that wasn't in the beginning of our marriage. It was a practice. And we're still practicing. We are still have not perfected this. It's a constant work because we are just evolving and we have our own desires and things are all in it. But there is this beautiful space that through time, through 25 years of marriage, I can look at Jay, even by the look on his face or even by the way he says something, what he doesn't say, there's a communication I have learned to understand. And I think this is a bit of like what I would equate to knowing the will of God, that when we are invited to the space, the Lord is desiring for this communication to go both ways. And for him to say, I want you to understand what my will is, because as you've said, this will preserve you from so much pain. I want to be brought into your circumstance. I want to be Lord in this circumstance, because when I'm Lord in this circumstance, I bring who I am into this to cover you, to provide for you, to give you the wisdom that you need. But are we going to get it perfect? No. And so I think if we can lay aside the perfection, but not also say, because I can't get it perfect, or because the standard in my mind is what it needs to be, I'm not even going to bother. That's also terrible. Like, it's part of this work in progress, because God's heart is that we would know his will. He says that in his scripture, that you may know my good and perfect pleasing will. God's desire is for us to know his will, because what is his will? It's him, what his desire is. And so I think this is a beautiful space to say, do we do this intentionally enough? Do I do this? No. So this is a beautiful, like you said, conviction moment to say, Father, like, do I invite your will? And do I take enough time to stop?
To rest and listen.
To rest and listen. And yeah. So I think that's just beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, there is something like as a pin note, like one little final note, something I do in my devotions when I am reading scripture and it's part of my devotional. And I think this will be a bit maybe of a intentional practice I might even through this conviction bring even to a bigger recognition is when I read scripture, I'll have the God will and I will portions of my column.
Yes.
The activity part of scripture.
Yes. The doing, the instructions. Yes.
That's right. So in my scripture, I'll say, what is God saying God will
to do,
to do what he'll do? Okay. And what is God saying that I am to do? And so where is that middle line? Am I saying, God, what am I sensing your will? Like, it's amazing how I do. God's going to do this and I'm going to do this. But am I resting in that middle zone to say,
right,
in this circumstance, I'm going to put two, three things. What are you asking? What is that will then?
What's
that
your will for this?
That middle.
Based on who you are. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. And based on what I'm responsible for and who you are. But what are you? Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah.
It's a beautiful column to bring, you know, that intentional space.
Yeah. And you know what? That word discernment is huge in this. And it reminds me of a scripture in Romans 12. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what the will of God is, what is good and acceptable and perfect. And I love that scripture because, like, again, we're not always going to get it right, because I think our will is so big and has such a loud voice. We can easily convince ourselves of anything that we want to do and then say, oh, and God, like, this is God's will for me too. Like, we can easily convince ourselves of that. And yet there is a discernment that's required as we lean into this space. And this is where I think the body of Christ comes in, because I don't think we're meant just to do this in our own, with us and God alone, about all things. Some things, absolutely. Some things in my prayer closet and as I'm praying through, you know, for people that I love and people, you know, and difficulties that I'm going through and decisions I need to make, absolutely. But when it comes to life decisions or decisions that affect other people, or like, it's important that not only are we discerning the will of God for ourselves in those situations, but we're inviting other believers in and asking them to, would you discern the will of God on this? This is where I'm sensing, this is what I'm feeling, but I could be missing something. And this is discernment.
Yeah.
Inviting other people to the table to say, hey, would you discern this with me? Would you pray into this with me? Because we're better together. And sometimes we can't see what we can't see. And at the end of the day, what I love about this, this isn't meant to be a discouragement about even when we get it wrong, because this is part of the beautiful just walking out of a relationship. It's not meant to be perfect. It's not meant to be done perfectly. And God is such a redemptive God. He actually takes the things that we go, oh God, I thought this was your will, but actually it appears to be more that it was my will. But God, would you come now into this space and show me what it is that you want to do? And he's so gracious and kind to us, and he does. And we learn so much and we grow so much. So there's gold in every part of this walk. But I love, again, that this line, one line, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, is again inviting us to slow down, inviting us to posture ourselves to listen. And it's posturing ourselves again in an attitude of surrender, laying down our own will, yielding our will for the will of our King. And I think that's always the way to go.
I love it. Well, I just think this has been a beautiful podcast, and something that I definitely feel has given me a fresh perspective and conviction, a healthy place of conviction, to be like, God, I want to be intentionally to slow down and to do this, to put this into practice. And so bless you all today, and have a wonderful day.
And we'll keep you posted on how it goes.
Yeah, totally.
I wonder what revelations we're going to get now as we just slow down and just allow the will of God and pray the will of the Spirit. Beautiful.